Lord. Even though we are going through hard trials ourselves, there's a purpose in it. Just think of it this way. If we were at a comfortable zone and we just went our merry way and didn't really cling to the Lord like we should, how would we come up higher? So there's a purpose why we are suffering and why we are going through the emotional and the physical traumas that we face. But take heart, brethren, because God is with us and there's a purpose. We are not going through this by naught, but we are going through this to let our light shine.
Amen.
It says in Isaiah 60, right? Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And it describes the times we're coming into, the darkness, and yet with the darkness, the light, our light, the light of Christ, will become brighter and brighter. So, indeed, it's a time that we need to really put everything in our life in proper perspective as to what God is calling us to do and to be His people to shine forth in this time. Amen.
I was sharing with a sister yesterday that I am feeling such an urgency. It's not like la-di-da, la-di-da time anymore. It's in my soul. It's such an urgency for me to get my house, this my temple, this tabernacle in order so that the Lord can do what he wants to do in and through me. And it's very urgent. It's not a time to put off and procrastinate and say, well, there's tomorrow. Because we don't know, as with the passing of Mordecai, we don't know. It was sudden. He never woke up. And so I'm just encouraging each one of us, including especially myself, to be diligent to do the work that God is calling us to do now while it's day.
Well, I'm blessed to hear this word about the light that is coming upon us, and His glory is going to rise up on His people, because that is really what have been coming to my spirit too, and what He have been really showing me through this last days is in Isaiah chapter 4. And it is a verse, especially verse 5. And he says, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud of smoke by day and the shining flame of fire by night. And then he says these things. For upon all the glory shall be defense. So when His glory is going to come forth upon our life, brethren, it will be our defense. And we don't know and we don't see quite clear what kind of defense it is, but we are a part of an invisible body. And when His glory is going to shine upon us, we can be in a place that we see everyone around us. We can be in a place of terror. We can be in a place of horror and a place that we could not want it to be. But those who are around us, they don't see us because we are covered. His covering is going to be something that we is out of our imagination. It is going to be a glorious, glorious things creating by him. And what he was really showing us when he came to his disciples after resurrection, they even didn't know him. They didn't recognize him. And that is something that the body of Christ is going to turn into glorious body this day. Glory of God is going to be on this body. And this kind of glory is going to be the defense. It's nothing that we can create ourselves, nothing that we can learn from ourselves. It is a visitation of God himself coming to dwell among us. And I was surprised to hear this about the Jim Taylor brothers, because when I woke up this morning, I had just one name on my mind, and it was Jim Taylor. And I didn't know what to do with it. But my response was, I sent him a song that tells you are not alone. I am with you, I'm going to stand with you, and I am never, ever going to leave you. So when God moves in the spiritually matter in our life, we be our brother's keepers. Amen.
Amen.